Nestled in between a few of Lexington's historic and prestigious thoroughbred breeding farms on Leestown Road, there's a new kid on the block, and he's establishing a little piece of down under here in the Bluegrass. WUKY's Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman has more.
Dan James is one half of Double Dan Horsemanship. The other Dan is his friend, fellow horseman and compatriot Dan Steers, who stayed behind in Australia to run the business there. James moved to Kentucky in 2012 to open the North American branch.
We knew that in order to continue to grow and to expand our business, it came down to, a population deal. I mean, basically, there are more registered horse owners in America than we have our entire population in Australia.
Double Dan Horsemanship is just the tip of the iceberg, albeit an extremely successful one that is James's equestrian business. If you're lucky enough to catch either one or both of the Dans performing, expect to see him standing on the back of two of his horses, balancing on their backs as they canter around the ring in formation. Watch him control five or six of them at once, using just his voice or a pair of long whips for direction. You can compare him to a ringmaster, or a horse whisperer, or even a magician, but he's reluctant to pigeonhole himself.
So our business is made up of a few different things. Firstly, if we speak about Double Dan Horsemanship, what is Double Dan Horsemanship? Essentially, Dan Steers and I, when we kind of got into this deal, what we were most, I guess, motivated by and our pursuit was equine theatre performance. So that means anything from, like, say, movie work to television to a lot of stilled photography, and then taking from that to what they would refer to as a live show. So the live show aspect would be, you know, for example, World Equestrian Games, where we go out and we do an act or a presentation with horses. So that was a large part of where that we kind of began. From there, it then opened up the doors. A lot of people said, well, how'd you get your horse to do that? So that's where that the equine education for clinics and being a clinician part sort of opened up and grew. So people sort of then would start coming to us and saying, hey, I'm having trouble with my horse getting on a trailer, let alone him going up an elevator or running out there and rearing up or laying down. So the horsemanship aspect of it then, you know, continued to grow in, teaching, people. The other part to it, of course, then, is the actual training of the horses. So people send us from a large, wide variety of disciplines, quite a lot in the thoroughbred industry. And that's really essentially what we do, here at our home and farm now in Lexington. Although it falls under the Australian Equine Performance Centre, here at our home base, we have clients' horses in work. And some of those horses are just here as young horses to be firstly started. And there are also horses that are sent to us that are giving other people problems, or maybe they're not doing something, or, you know, vice versa. So there's that part again here. And then, of course, we've been fortunate enough to do some really fun and exciting things in the fashion world and supplying horses for most recently Versace spring and summer campaign.
In his quest to make horses his living, James trained in horseshoeing and equine dentistry in Australia before finding his niche with steers. They use a method of natural horsemanship, essentially rewarding the horse with release, evolved after years of studying and learning from many different people at the top of their field. James won't say he can fix every horse.
It's never just a straight yes or no answer, because it's like this. Every single one of us can dance. Not every single person wants to see all of us dance or are going to be able to take it to an elite level. So all horses are capable of something. Not all of them are going to suit the job that we may have intended for them to be. And it's about then maybe finding a job that better suits them, that they're going to be, happier to go about doing.
But that's not to say James won't give it his all trying.
Some people look at my medical record and say that it looks pretty rough. I tend to see it very differently. I see that I've had a lot of pretty bad wrecks, but on the flip side, I believe that God has always turned one of those bad wrecks into something good. Now, it wasn't God that allowed it to happen. It was misjudgment, bad timing, whatever parts that might have caused that. You know, if you're around this stuff enough, occasionally you're going to get it wrong. Now, in terms of the accidents I've had, I nearly lost my lower right leg. I had a horse flip over and severely busted. I had several surgeries, including a skin graft on it. I've been knocked out unconscious 11 times. I've broken both collarbones as a cervical rib, broken my right leg on a separate occasion, dislocated both of my hips, dislocated knee and elbow, and the scar on the eye, of course, is I got kicked in the face when I was a kid, and it split me from the front part of my face to behind my head. So, all of that taken into consideration, I'm still up and walking and going as hard at it as I ever have.
James has an enviable list of high-profile, high-maintenance thoroughbred clients, literally, with A-list problems, like not wanting to go to the gate, for example, or perhaps being reluctant to train, but he's far too discreet to name names.
Probably not really. I feel very fortunate that people that are very well respected in the industry, when they get problems, call us often. So, I take that as a real blessing and very much an honour that they would, consider me when those problems arise as to who to go to.
James has about 40 horses at his farm, the Australian Equine Performance Centre, and 10 of those are his own personal horses.
When I look at these guys, their deal in comparison to, a lot of other, horses and, what they get. I mean, these guys pretty much all get to live and hang out together. When they come to work, there's really no tack and equipment on them. They run out here, get to drop and roll and have a good time. Like when we go to a show and stuff, those horses, they'll run into the arena and they'll get to, drop and roll and, have a good time and buck and kick and come unglued. And then, they come in and they do, 6 minutes, 8 minutes worth of work at an event like that and they're, done.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty easy, in the scheme of things, it's a very, very easy, I think, life in that for them.
In addition to the training, clinics and expos, he also has a few reining horses and is aiming to represent Australia at the World Equestrian Games in Tryon, North Carolina next year. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.